So this is the Bhakti Trust meetings, which are taking place in San Francisco. Today is the 12th of June, Tuesday. We started at 9 a.m. Summarizing a old business point, which is that we will seek legal advice from Gopinath Prabhu's Supreme Court lawyer on the possible necessity of either amending or creating various trust structures to protect our current trusts and properties.
Or revising the existing trusts.
Yeah. If everyone agrees, I'd like to propose a motion that's...
I actually disagree with that one.
Okay, well,
yes,
so...
He may come there, yeah.
Speak and explain it to him, but he doesn't feel like, oh, we're a bunch of...
No.
Yeah. But this is what he's been explaining.
Ural can speak, Ural no problem, but happy black and I too.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely, it has to be in writing.
Second point. Many meetings he's come prejudiced, so he comes in and then he criticizes everything that's been
I've
said.
I've seen him only once or twice in our meetings.
Very little.
I have hardly seen him.
Let me...
The time that he came, he was in a completely kind of, you know, unfavorable mood to even...
I think the thing's a bit of a spurious one, because if we were so hung up on protocol, we've probably done about 3 years of incorrect protocol and not keeping informed. So.
Right.
What we've done in the past is definitely subject to a lot of criticism and valid criticism. But I think what we're trying to do here is now, you know, create a new present, a new future. So. Shall we put forward a motion that we inform Prem that because of his non-participation in the meetings, that we are taking away his seat on the board, but the door is open for him to take again a seat on the board if he comes to that point of actually becoming an active member. How do you want to word it? I guess
the beginning should be a little bit more subtle, meaning that
I'm just trying to find a motion here. That's what I'm trying to move away from Prem.
Yeah, we can discuss.
We have two more hours. I want to move away from Prem.
We're just taking away his vote.
Yeah.
While he's not participating, and he'll have his vote back once he participates again.
All right. So can you?
It's a procedural thing.
All right. For the sake of the record, can you propose a motion we can all vote on?
Yes. Okay. So we'll write to Prem Parojan saying that we look forward to his future participation. We want his involvement, that he's currently not attending. Therefore, from a constitutional point of view, it doesn't make sense for him to have a vote because it's too much bureaucracy and work to keep him informed. He retains his seat. Once he comes back and participates, we'll give him back his vote.
Okay. Can we have a vote on that? Do we have a second? All in favor? It's a unanimous vote in the positive, so that motion is taken.
Not unanimous.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I thought you raised
your hand.
I'm sorry. So do you have any objections to that?
I don't want to waste time. Let us...
Okay.
If there's a majority, I'm okay.
Okay, so we basically have five votes for and either one against or one abstaining. The motion is carried to present it to Gurudev for his approval. Yeah, and then we'll see what happens as a result of that.
Something also has to be done in legal, in writing, like a resolution of the board members, right?
Yes.
We're removing the voting power of one of our members.
That's what I'm...
So that also has to be done.
Yeah. And that has to be minuted in
plus,
the...
Plus, you have to consider the area that we have never invited him over the last years. Yeah, so you cannot say that he didn't participate.
I don't begin.
We have not invited him.
We have not informed him by black and white.
We have never invited him. For the very reason that he's undergoing he's going through some serious...
Okay, so what you're saying is that we should also acknowledge our shortcomings in failing to invite him to previous meetings?
No. We should acknowledge the fact that we haven't invited him over the last 2 years due to the fact that there was no clear communication channel. Yeah.
Okay.
I have a brief suggestion. Since this is almost like a piece of law, this resolution.
Yeah.
Maybe the interested party, like yourself and one other person, have me privately craft some kind of a nice proposed memo, and right. then bring it back and see what people think That's about good. It rather than hammering it out in the meeting.
Thank
Pretty
you.
Much all agree on the okay. point. It's just a few minor things. A
few minor details.
So
okay.
Who, maybe Brajnath and Gopinath or Yashodananda.
Tell you what I'll do. I'll craft privately. Something, send it to Sundar. You can check it constitutionally.
Thank you.
And then he'll send it back and I can then present it.
But that's great.
Let's not just send it. I
come back to the board.
I like it connected.
Make sure the mood's
so make
nice.
The draft, then have a talk with him in Badger, whoever wants to talk to him.
Well, we can look at his draft tomorrow. We
okay, so so resolve that Yashodananda Prabhu will create a draft. He'll send it to Sundar. Sundar will review it from a legal point of view, send it back to us, and Yashodananda Prabhu will...
From a mood point of view.
From a mood point of view, well, also from a constitutional point of view.
Yeah, I'll be doing the mood. I'll be doing the constitution.
And then it'll be represented to the board for the board's final vote and approval, and then eventually for Shri Gurudev's final agreement. Thank you.
The only reason why is wanted to spend.
Basically, in terms of 1A, looking at financing, we've all agreed that Bhakti Projects is. An important vehicle for us to reach out to the world, reach out to the Sangha, invite other people's participation. In order to do that, we've agreed that we need to put some emphasis on developing a better communication strategy for the Sangha. Ideally, we want to get a manager or work a group of people together to work as a team. We probably want to establish a parallel site to Bhakti Projects for new people to invite new types of donations. We also want to be telling stories about people that do contribute. So we want to personalize our Sangha to the Sangha. We want to put faces to names, and we want to put stories to people. And by doing that, encourage people to open up. We want to send a message that bhakti is a prosperity principle, not a poverty principle. The more you get, the more you give, the more you get. Okay, so that's...
We can publish on bhaktiprojects.org.
We can publish, and I think bhaktiprojects.org is probably the main conduit for that because, you know, you got all the abilities to take the money and everything. I'm working with Damodar fairly closely. I can work with him to help, tweak the site if we need it.
Pie charts.
Pie chart. Yes, thank you. Yeah, we need to have pie charts. We need to have
transparent fundraising.
Transparent accounts. Income expenses. We also want to tell a story. So we want Gurudev to, if he will, write a kind of an annual report to donors. Thank you very much. You really do make a lot of difference to us. This is what we've been using some of the money for, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So
invite him to contact whatever.
Invite him to card. Basically, we want to create a virtuous communications circle, virtuous communications
around
loop.
Donations, fundraising.
Around donations, awareness, and fundraising. Yeah. Okay, what are we all about? Where are we going? We've agreed in terms of our original plan for financing for Govardhan, if I understand correctly, the outcome of the discussion is to more or less stick with the original plan and look for ways to actually generate donations from different people. At Badger. At Govardhan, we talked about Badger. We want to generate donations for Badger.
New Govardhan.
New Govardhan.
New Braja.
We want to generate those to pay down the mortgage as fast as possible and to basically get it off the back of the Sangha as quickly as possible.
Facilitate growth in the guest house and other possibilities that we want to grow in.
Basically look at developing a guest house, look at making Badger a kind of internet national center of devotional excellence, of educational excellence through the school. But the main point is we need to get that money. We all agree that we don't want to continue to tap Gurudev's personal fund to keep Badger going, save and accept possibly some of the monthly, operational costs, if I understood that correctly. Am I saying it wrong? Just for the time being.
I don't understand.
You don't understand?
I don't understand Gurudev's personal fund versus the Sangha. I don't get it.
Okay, well, let's... Someone sit and explain that to you later, okay? But let's move on and just summarize so we can get on with it. We talked about competition from other projects and donation fatigue. I think we've covered that in terms of recognizing that we have to attempt to broaden the burden of financial burden out to the broader community. Yasodhananda Prabhu has tabled a very valuable point about also, as, and I'm very much on board with that, extending our reach out into the world and inviting new blood into the Sangha and making sure that new blood are people that are self-sustaining and of good quality.
And having financial transparency will also reduce the donation fatigue.
Yes, absolutely.
The persons who are already giving.
It will give other people insight into projects and willingness to contribute.
Just as a point, Bidara, when you look at your educational side, if you think of the internet site that I want to create in terms of bringing new people in, think of it in terms of a step ladder. Instead of catering for the people up there, cater for it from here.
I want my mother and my auntie to understand what the hell I've been doing for 37 years. I'm completely on board with you. As far as I can remember, that's a kind of a summary, right?
That's a great summary.
Okay, so then we then go on to item B.
Okay.
So we're looking at developing a vision and a plan. The general consensus is that we have a two-tier structure. We have an international strategic oversight body, steering committee, whatever you want to call it, that would have people on it like Yamuna, Yasoda, experts in different key areas, Yamuna, banking, Gopinath, buildings, Yasoda, development, Radhakanta, local
development,
myself in education, and others. We will take the responsibility of overseeing the management of the property and the general direction of the development of the property.
Maybe management of the...
project.
Not the project, not the property.
The project.
Well,
it's the vision of the project.
The vision of the project, because there's two aspects to the project. There's the building, the building stuff, and then there's the, well, what are we doing with it, and where is it going with it?
And there's the vision.
Okay.
And that needs to be maintained.
Okay. And then the second tier is the local community. And really what we want to do is engender their participation through tithing, through action, through development, maintaining the property and encouraging people to come and use the property, welcoming people from LA, welcoming people from San Francisco or from far and wide to come and use the property for whatever strategic purpose everyone agrees to.
Using
the project for what everyone agrees to. The key point here is that we also need to address the kind of the people issues that we want to make sure that the local people feel empowered, that they have a real say and some hands-on in what's going on there, because with that sense of ownership, they'll make a real commitment. We may need a local ombudsman.
Now, use it for seminars.
And we've all agreed that at least the initial purpose of the project is it's our core business, what's going on there, it's education, and we're going to invest into that. We're going to develop that. And various ideas have been put forth where using the banking system, money comes into the banking system, a certain percentage goes to developing the property. But we also need to look at revenue generating opportunities for the property, and that needs to be looked at as well.
Center for the Sangha.
And it's our yearly festival ground, and it's our center for the Sangha in the U.S.
And we need to develop a management team.
And we need to develop a management team, and that would include probably the likes of possibly Ladini Shakti or other people who are qualified to actually lend some expertise on a practical day-to-day basis. We need to source those people, whoever those people are.
I think we're getting close.
Is that a decent summary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in looking at the Badger School and where do we go with the New Brudge School, what we've realized is that we have to offer them some strategic help in developing a curriculum, developing an image,
telling their story to the world. We have talked about the fact that want to create a policy where existing parents have to review their relationship with the school based on a new written set of policies that talk about tuition, scholarships, and grants. We want to raise the bar in terms of what people pay to come to the school. We want people to feel privileged to be able to put their kids in the school.
More students.
Right? And as a and therefore, we want to actually expand and get more paying students into the school. One thing that we haven't talked about, but I'm going to say anyway, is that we really need to try to enlist the help of a grant writer so that we can go out and get some grants.
Yeah.
We want to make a video or a website that tells a story. We want to interview the kids and show that we have a school which is actually building character. And that's going to be one of the big things that is going to happen in the world in the future. It's not just about having a knowledge of one particular subject, but it's about having a total being development. So that's
a holistic approach to the
development of a human being
on a fairly basis.
Yeah. We talked about pooling funds into one fund from Gurudev and allocating some of those funds for development. Yamuna also talked about offering a range of support and help on a professional level. Brijesh, we want to get him involved. We want to get Ladini involved. Tomopaha, and we want to look for at least one decent local manager who's actually going to take a seat there and take some ownership to help make the school happen and coordinate with us and everybody else.
Outside of the educational aspect, the management, the financial, the development of the school, that type of management.
Exactly.
Nanda.
I think they're getting
Nanda's good, huh?
You think Nanda's the guy?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I don't.
He could be the guy, but
I don't think so.
He's got a family. He's got cows. I don't know if he's
the right person. I would like to see, ideally, at some particular point in time, two key persons in this school. One would be a grant writer, and the other would be this kind of manager. And working together, they could help generate income that would come into the school where both of them could get a salary for sitting in that on that seat.
Yeah.
What about
this is a very important point. If we're willing to pay a salary, a decent salary, where we can attract someone like maybe not quite a Mahabodhi, but someone, you know, that's going to earn $40,000-$60,000 a year easily, for a devotee to come live in Badger, make that kind of money is phenomenal. Qualified person who has experience, you know, that can do it.
Okay.
Right.
I'd also like to say that as a policy,
you're talking about something different.
Yeah, two points.
And I agree with what Ryan's
covering.
What's the point of having £500,000 property and then not having it managed?
Yeah.
He's talking about
I'll tell you what, Vishwambar is a good example.
Another point I want to add into this, in that spirit, is that I think a good message to the school would be to say part of where we want to go with this is upping the income of the teachers because they're working on slave basic salaries.
Right.
And I think that would really inspire them to know that we're thinking about their needs, you know, and that maybe over the next 3 to 5 years time, not only would their salaries be something reasonable, but who knows, maybe we could even put a small Gopinath Bhavan pension fund together where people can, you know, whatever you want to call it.
They stay in school for 10 years.
Something.
Merits.
Mileage point.
All right. So then we're also recognizing that Haridas, what's his name, Kamalakanta, and Nirgun are going to oversee the maintenance of the property.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it.